Well, y'all know that I couldn't do none of this without talking about my husband, my king, my friend, the one that made me want to stay and not leave. And I just want to take a minute and just reflect on our journey between the last year and now. We all know that we had the whole pandemic thing happen. And, like, you know, the pandemic had an effect on marriages, relationships, because we had to spend a certain amount of closeness that a lot of us wasn't even really used to doing. And so, for some, you know, it was an adjustment period. And so I just want to talk about that just for a minute. Somewhere in between that time, my husband and I, we hit a rough patch. And, you know, we had to deal with it. And we had to open up, talk. But in the midst of all of that, before we got to the point where we can open up and talk, we almost split up. And it was not almost. It was almost not. But I thank God even for that. Because in that, even in the ugly stuff, even in the ugly spaces, God birthed up a new type of love, a road to a new type of understanding that, hey, you know, we're starting to find different things out about ourselves. So let's talk about it. Let's bring that to the forefront. Let's address it. No more will we push it under the rug. But we're going to try to find the words to say it correctly so that it is easy to hear, or that it is maybe hard to hear, but you know that we need to try to find some type of understanding. So during that moment, that's where I started. I learned the word manifest in this moment. And oddly enough, I started thanking God for what I wanted to see in my marriage, what I wanted to be birthed in our marriage, as opposed to what I was looking at. Because what I was seeing was my husband was in one space, I was in another space. We were still talking, but we wasn't collectively together. I could have wasted time focusing on that. Or I could do what I did, and I started praying more. I started, like I said in the previous episode, I started leaning more into God and my relationship with Him. And the closer I got to Him and His word and His path for me, the better my relationship came with my husband. He helped me to see things in a different light, the way I should see them. And so each night, even though we were together but we wasn't together, no matter what I didn't see laying next to me, I told God, in this moment, I thank you for allowing me to have a marriage made in heaven on earth. For your word said that you want it to be as it is, so shall it be in heaven. So I began to thank God every night and being intentional about doing that. And I told God, I don't care what I don't see. I'm thanking you because I've already asked. You said in your word, ask. And when you ask, believe that it's already done when you're asking it. So once I asked, that was my acknowledgement that, God, I can't do this by myself. I'm going to mess it up. That's the for sure thing. But I'm going to first ask you. I'm going to seek your counsel. I'm going to lean not into what I believe is right to do, but I'm going to lean in on what you want me to do. And I begin to ask God. In some parts, I had to ask God, God, help me to do what you would have for me to do, even when I don't even want to. Because there's sometimes where I didn't even want to be soft because of past relationships that made me feel like if I'm soft or, you know, it's like, oh, you're weak. But God changed that narrative and he told me, son, listen, it takes more strength to submit to the mission of this working of what I have already ordained. It takes more work. It takes more strength to do that than it does. It's easy to say to go. It's easy to wash your hands of it, cut them off, and go on about your business. I'm a professional at that. But what I'm not a professional at, and what I needed the Holy Spirit to show me, was how to stay. How to be that person that I need to be. And then I had to allow him to do his work in me. And then after I did that, then I began to move like it was already, because I just believed in my mind and in my heart of hearts that once I went to God and I left it at his feet, that's it. Because I've seen him do it time and time again in my life. It's kind of like that infomercial where it says, set it and forget it. I told God, when I leave it at your feet, I don't even want to think about it. But even though I said that, that doesn't mean that the thoughts didn't come. But when it came, I said, oh, no, that ain't what God said. And so then I began to pray. And before I knew it, God changed my focus from the situation to him. And the closer I got to him, the closer me and my husband began to get. And before I knew it, he was home. We was home. That don't mean that everything was easy after he got home. That just meant that I was, even in the good times and even in the uncomfortable times, I wasn't alone. My best friend was with me. God was guiding us. Holy Spirit was leading me. And I was just all in. Still was. And my mind always went back to when we first got married, when we was counseling. Our pastor told us that marriage is no more than two people coming together in agreement to submit to the mission of marriage, of this being successful. What are your intentions? And I knew no matter how it was, no matter what I saw, I knew my husband loved me and I knew I loved him. And I still do and he still does. So today I'm able to reap the benefits because I didn't give up and I don't want to give up. Is every day easy? No. But I will say that every day is worth it. I don't mind submitting to my husband because I know that he was the one that God kept just for me. And had I just took my time a little bit, yeah, it'd probably been different. But I do understand those that came before him made me appreciate the him that he is right now. So I'm thankful for it all. Why? Because all things, every last thing, every last heartache, every last heartbreak, every last good thing, every last bad thing, every last wonderful, awesome thing, it all worked together. The split up, the breakup, the reunitement, the love, the joy, all of it worked together. And it's like a cake. It came out beautiful. And there is beauty in even the ugly situations. And that's why God said he'll give you beauty for ashes. And I thank him for that. So if you can take away anything that I can say from this moment, if you know without a shadow of a doubt that the person that you're with is what God predestined for you, that don't mean it's going to be easy. That don't mean it's going to be perfect. It just means that it's worth it. So let's do the work. And it's all going to be all right.